Hello and welcome everyone to the Vindicated Podcast. I am the host, Vincent Baker, and today I'm joined by...
I'm still Zach.
I'm Corey, also known as the guy on left.
I'm Abby.
The artist!
Just Abby.
No, the artist.
Abby the artist. Well, anyways, for this we have no notes. We have no, we have nothing on track. This is just going to be a spontaneous combustion of ideas and spattering talk.
So this is like a car engine?
No.
Why?
Nothing like a car engine.
Why not?
Because this doesn't run. It just
falls. It's like my car. It's like my car engine.
Yeah, damn it. It's even better.
My car engine, so basically my car needs towing. It just stopped working and I got to get fixed on Tuesday. So there's your little update in the life of Vincent.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of which, before we started this podcast, we were talking about the 9 months Twitch baby
those
thing.
Those ugly things.
Basically... we started doing something this year that might only just be for this year. I don't think we're going to carry this past this year because it's a lot of work on my end. But essentially, if you have been a sub to us on Twitch for at least 9 months and you're a patron at any level, you will receive something special in the mail. And we just like to try to give back in several different ways, several different creative ways whenever we get the chance. So this is just one of those ways.
This thing is ugly.
It is ugly. And it's something that you could never even
just like
imagine.
I'm sorry.
I do like it. I also like
bitch.
I like the idea of it also being kind of like a flat Stanley thing, where I would love to see someone
oh my God.
Someone take that like to different places. Like,
I forgot about flat Stanley.
Like our
have an Instagram account,
like our
for
Twitch
it.
Baby on the Eiffel Tower.
Yes. That would be funny if somehow we got a Twitch sub that's like in France and they're like, I took it all the way around Europe because I'm in the EU, unlike the UK.
We'll call it Life's a Bleach.
I dig it.
These things are ugly though. But we also have an idea for Halloween now that you popped up, which I love now the more I think about it.
Cool, I'm glad you like the
idea.
We're
not going to say
what Halloween
it is, but if you're in our Discord, you've seen the photo that we're going to be talking that will be sent out.
Yeah, now for the Halloween one, should that go to every patron? I don't know, we have to figure out
who
it goes to.
Although this year for Christmas, I'll definitely do the bearskin rug picture. since you did the last one, I'll do this year.
Yeah, so just so you know, so we have lots of great rewards and perks for our patrons and just people that support us in general. And there's a lot already listed that you definitely get, but we're just talking about extra surprises and
shit.
Extra gifts and extra just random shit that we throw in there as well.
Yeah, little things where we can do to give back to the community, along with just because it amuses us and it's just, what the hell are we doing?
Now, I will put a bounty out there for anyone excluding... excluding Zero Dan, because Zero Dan will be living with us. Well, not living with us, but...
What do you mean a bounty?
You.
Just like someone trying to hunt people.
Yeah. Well, no.
So welcome to our community where we put a bounty on your head.
I think he's talking about the paper towels.
Someone just comes up and throws paper towels at you.
Wipe yourself up.
You've been tagged.
Tag, you're it. No, so if you, and this is excluding Zero Dan because he'll be living with me, if you bring the thing...
Mm-hmm.
That we are going to be sending out.
Yes.
I will buy you a beer or dinner, depending on your age.
And depending on how much money he has.
That too. I got $20 till payday, which is Friday, so.
Yeah, so beer and dinner probably aren't the things that you're going to buy them if they showed up right now.
No, I'd put an IOU in the bank, like, here you go. But, yeah. And then, well, and I wouldn't even do, I'd do it like a sit-down place. I wouldn't do like, you know, here you go.
Oh, well, look at that. You're taking him on a fancy date.
Not really. Just take him to my favorite place, the radio room.
This is like the reverse trajectory of like a baby.
Yeah, like, this is like
you ain't getting child support.
This is Zach trying to maximize the mileage he gets out of his own little like gift joke thing.
Yeah.
He's like, not only do you get this gift, you also get to go on
a date.
That's how Zach has to try to get dates.
Wow. Well, we've seen that fucking
monster
thing.
Maybe you should actually try that with one of your dates. Like, make a copy of that and send it to him. Be like, hey.
Sup, Zero Dan? He goes boo because, yeah, you're right. By the way, you should say for people that are listening to it on other platforms where you're streaming right now, twitch.tv, Vindicated Entertainment.
So if you hear some notifications go off, it's because we're also doing a Twitch stream on podcasting.
Or if I say a random name like Zero Dan, who is in the chat, who will not get that free beer or something because you are going to be living with me. Yeah. That's why. So
there you have it. So that was that's one of the cool things that we're doing based on Patreon. Now, the other thing is we hit our Patreon goal like a month or so ago for the skydiving. We haven't been able to do that yet.
Pretty much just waiting on clear weather.
Mother Nature's been saving my ass day by day.
Yeah, we've been having really bad weather every time on Sunday, especially.
Look, for the record, I'm not looking forward to the hair tangle, so, you know, whatever.
Oh, boo-hoo! Coming from the dude who's already jumped out of a fucking airplane.
Yeah, it was fun.
Eat my ass.
I'm going to be doing it again.
Yeah, I realize that. Oh, I'm going to be screaming like
hopefully
a bitch.
We jump first, because I don't feel like dodging the particles of you peeing yourself.
So really you're going to be jumping the same day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we'll jump at the same time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, so one of us just goes out of the plane first.
Can I watch? Zero Dan, you got to be up here for you to watch that shit, because we will make a video.
Also, as I've stated multiple times, watching is kind of like, it's like, shut the fuck up, dude. All right, look, it's a mistake. Watching is kind of an oxymoron because you're not going to be able to see us. We're 20,000 feet up in the air.
20? I thought we were 12.
No, dude, you're really freaking high.
That's 4 miles.
We're 2, whatever.
That's 10,000 feet.
All right, you're still jumping really high out of an airplane. My God. So you wouldn't be able to see anything until the chutes are open, and even then it would be like dots until you're relatively close.
Yeah, but we're going to make a whole video of it, like the drive up, the paperwork being filled out, Zach's last words.
The paperwork's already filled out.
Shut up! You're killing the fucking video!
No slapping, remember?
No, that's on the table. This is a chair.
Yeah, but you're still being an asshole.
Eat my ass. How'd you guys go?
Yeah, so we're working on that.
Yeah.
And,
and we want to preference this too. I'm going to conventions a lot. Like, the next 2 weeks, I won't be on stream because I have to drive to Georgia, Savannah next week for Savannah Mega Comic Con and Athens Punk Flea Market. So,
back to back weekends.
Yeah. So, and it's something that this place is near Charlotte, ain't it?
What?
No,
it's in Chester. It's on the way to Columbia.
Okay. So, but it's not like it's close by to us where we could just be like, hey, it's 4 o'clock. We're all off work. Let's go.
It's about an hour up, and plus you have to book and hope that they have a place open, and then you have to hope for clear weather.
Yeah, which that's a bad thing. I mean, there's been some really good days.
I wouldn't consider that a bad thing. That's a safety thing.
No. I mean, like, it's a bad thing for us because we really only have one day where we can jump, and that's
yes,
Sunday.
Because you work on Wednesdays.
You're off on Wednesdays? That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you're off on Tuesdays for some reason.
No,
that's me.
Oh, that's right. I'm the only one that kind of has, like, a set schedule where I'm off on, like, the whole weekend.
I mean, I've been on the same schedule all year.
But, I mean, it's, like, it's the traditional Monday through Friday grind.
Oh, wow. Brag about it.
So, you have a you should say you're the only one with a traditional schedule, not the only one with a set schedule.
There we go.
Why did you make that as loud as possible?
to let the listeners know, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm taking a drink.
This isn't
let me do it again for you, asshole.
No, this isn't an ASMR stream where you're like, I'm sipping the water.
You want company? I won't be there. Yeah,
now
no
that
shit,
is,
Dan.
Now that is pure refreshment.
Fuck off. In my gay pride, T-Mobile.
That's just a
Tumblr.
Beach ball thing, dude.
It's gay pride.
No, that's.
Are you even gay, Zach?
No.
That don't have... I'm pansexual, first off. Second off, no, it was gay pride. You know why? I got it for free from T-Mobile. It's Pride Month. Come get this free Tumblr. Okay. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
No, but I can just stare at you and make you feel weird.
I hate you so much.
I don't have to tell you you're wrong. I just have to make you feel awkward.
I hate you. But yeah, but that's another thing, too, is we're back to doing more conventions. I mean, that's something that...
Which is great. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I wish you could go to Savannah. I think you'd like it.
I think so, too. I told you I was saddened that I can't go, and it looks very beautiful.
For an additional hour away, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to Charleston. I take that back. I had to rescue someone from Charleston.
Oh, wow. What an enthralling story. To not add any more context to.
I had to save someone.
I had to rescue someone.
Yeah.
From what? A fire?
Yeah, because the fire took 3 hours to do. No, just fucking their car broke down, so.
Then you weren't rescuing them, you were going to go pick them up.
Rescue, pick them up, what the fuck? Listen, I went and saved their ass. They could have been there
Were they stuck on the hood of their car while hobos were kicking the tires? Like, I mean, come on. Rescue implies that there's some kind of dramatic reason for them to need you to come down and save them.
They want
to
come back home.
Call a tow truck.
Ugh. That's do you know how expensive of a tow that'd be?
No. What's the because most... I have roadside assistance.
You do. They don't.
Well, then they
maybe
already...
they should think about it.
Yeah.
Zach to the rescue is the worst thing. That's not true, ass. I guarantee you. I guarantee you, fucking Dan's going to be stranded somewhere. Dan's going to be in a pickle. I'm going to remember this. I'm going to be like, fuck you, find someone else to rescue. I'm the worst idea. Anyway, conventions.
Yeah, that's when Dan messages any of us, and we go save him. And then
Me. But we're doing quite a few.
We have like 8 or 9 lined up.
Let's see here. Well, let's run it through them. Savannah, Athens, Free Comic Book Day.
Upstate Pop Expo.
Greenville. Greenville Punk.
And then a Spartanburg Punk.
Oh, yeah, so I managed to track down the numbers for both Hugs and Soda City. On an off note.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, great. We're in the middle of something, asshole.
I'm going to try to get sponsorships for Chicken and a Biscuit and Hugs.
That'd be
like,
great.
Like, I'm going to try.
Can you imagine the aftertaste of washing down Chicken and a Biscuit with Hugs?
No, it would be disgusting.
We can... Funny enough, let's find that out.
Let's hope they don't sponsor us at the same time. We'll have to stagger those out. Because chicken flavor and,
artificial
corn
flavor
syrup would not be great.
I'll take it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I mean... Maybe the bacon.
Oh, I just best idea. We combine the two. Do a Hugs and Chicken Biscuit eating contest.
No.
Boom!
No, see what we do to get these sponsors. We get the big hugs and we have a hugging contest. Hug.
I did see, so I think it's Lidl right over there. Right across. Yeah, they have hugs.
Okay.
Lidl has hugs?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we can get them from there. Hint, hint. I want to move my... I know you want to move now.
I really... like Lidl. Like, we went one time.
Hey, Dan, my job's hiring.
But it's a lot like Trader Joe's in the sense that, like, even though it's supposed to be a discount grocery store, it's always busy with people that actually have, like, a ton of money.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that weird upper middle class, like, shops there.
Then why do I shop there?
Because you're a loser.
But it's just...
Because you can drink while you shop.
I can?
It's overwhelmingly busy always.
You didn't know that?
No!
Yeah, Lidl and all of those, you can open up your beer and drink while you shop. Like, maybe you should check this stuff out sometime. It's a true story.
So you're telling me I can get hammered at a grocery store. Why did that pop just fall?
I mean, you can get hammered at a Waffle House.
Maybe it's the blonde dude.
Yeah, he always falls. I don't know why.
Edward
Everett. He's suicidal.
Suicidal.
When they say it's over,
they thought it. Okay. MomoCon. MomoCon Jr.
Fuck.
Wow. What a fucking failure you are.
You know what? There. I'll just put these right here and we'll deal with those.
Who the fuck is this?
It's Lexa. One of the most badass women on TV.
The fucking head jewel tells me that... South Carolina. This is a new one. South Carolina Comic Book or Comic Con Junior? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Comic Con Junior.
Yeah. Well, how did that pop up? Because I didn't see that until recently, or hear about it.
They just announced it recently.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, oh shit, how long has this been going?
Yeah, we got first dibs.
Fuck yeah! Woo! Are we getting a vendor table or artist table?
We got artists.
Okay. Because that's something people have been asked. It's like, why do you flip between? It's like, it depends on the cost.
Who asked?
It was someone at work. They're like, because they go to some con stuff, and they were like, so you guys been there? I'm like, yeah, we do artist tables or vendors tables. Like, why do you flip? I'm like, it depends on how much the table is, and this is more like the business side of shit. Like, if it's like, for us, one thing that we make a bit of money on is just random assortment of stickers that aren't ours. They're like Pokemon, anime, some video game stuff, and even though we only charge $2 to $3, we still make a decent amount of money. I think at one of the flea markets, I think we made our money back just on stickers.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a great thing because that's a good cushion. All right, cool. We sold, you know, $200 worth of stickers and we sold $500 worth of other merchandise. Hell, that's a, you know, gangbuster day. But it just depends on the cost. And realistically, an artist table could be half to, if not a third, of the cost of a vendor's table.
Well, I still think at some of these competitions, some of these cons, we should try to do the competition idea I was talking about with Goulatine, where we do like the cash reward for the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be able to do more gaming events, tournaments, things like that. what's tough is those things live and die by how much they're promoted by the convention itself. Like, yeah. They, without the con promoting it, we basically... We basically have not enough or a lot that happens.
The fuck?
Zach's never heard that before.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? The fuck just happened? I didn't even get to hear the whole thing because you were talking as it started. I'm like, the fuck?
It's the believe in yourself that believes in you.
Yeah. What is that from?
Thanks for the cheer.
Huh?
It's from an anime.
Which one?
A good one.
Which you're in the guy.
Southern thing I never knew about. Refills? Cheer wine, asshole. Back where I'm from, we don't have cheer wine.
Really?
No.
That's why he never had it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you guys have gas stations that are called like Pump and Go.
No, Come and Go.
I didn't remember.
KUMGO.
I did not remember Come and Go gas stations. And I also didn't remember there not being cheer wine, but I guess you're right.
What about Casey's gas stations?
I don't remember those either.
Oh, they have such the best greasy pizza.
Greasy pizza.
Girl. Understand this shit.
Don't do the clap while talking.
Fuck you. This pizza is so good. Oh, I miss it so
How good
much.
Is it?
Thanks for the gifted sub, Dan. Gifted a J... What the fuck kind of name is that? J3079 sub. Congrats on the free sub. The fuck was I saying? This is why it sucks doing the podcast on Twitch because of dickheads like Dan.
No. It's really funny because it just absolutely wrecks your flow, dude.
It does. What sucks is, like, I used to work in radio. I was an on-air
Evidently,
personnel.
You weren't very good at it.
Well, I was also an intern. They never gave me a hotline.
What am I doing now?
Did I ever tell you I accidentally said caller 69 and I wasn't supposed to?
No.
Yeah,
but when you're on radio, people should be able to put in sound effects whenever you're talking. Like,
no. Well, you could also see them do it. So, like, where I sat, so if I'm sitting here and you sat at the edge right here, there's a monitor just to the right of you that I could see everything.
So it cued you in the sound.
Yeah,
stuff.
So if I see him going for it, I'm like, okay, he's going to hit something. Like, everyone could see it. This, Dan could be hitting enter right now. And I wouldn't know it until kicks on.
Or the hentai button.
There's a hentai button.
Oh, he hasn't heard that one.
What the fuck?
It's not currently there because we did Otherworlds.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now I'm looking forward to the next 2 weekends are just going to be fuck, this Saturday is going to suck. Right of course. Of course you do that. What else?
Someone followed.
It was
right?
Dan. Thanks Zero Dan follow. 21, which means he unfollows and follows right back. Prick.
Does that work like that?
I guess. I could try sometime, but I'm not going to right now.
You could try a lot of things right now, but you're not going to.
But this Saturday, like, I'm going to have to wake up and leave town by 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Get there at 7:30, work all fucking day. I don't even know what this nighttime shit is. I was like, what the hell?
I'm pretty sure it's after daytime, usually, like, when there's night out.
You make me contemplate something sometimes.
I mean, that's good that you're contemplating.
It's a fucking alcohol addiction.
Okay.
So what that means about this nighttime thing, apparently in the email for the people going to the convention, it says something about there being like a nighttime slot between like 7 to midnight.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know if he has to run the table at that time or what's going
on. Oh, like an after dark sale kind of
thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now.
But that would be rough because if you had to be there at 7:30 to set up and then you have to sell there all the way until the nighttime thing and then the nighttime thing kicks in.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Now, it would be cool. If they were doing a nighttime thing and you knew they were doing it ahead of time, like if you offered, like, because all of our stuff's like based on like Halloween and stuff like that, you do like
the spooky,
the spooky after dark discounts or something like that.
All right, here we go. There are multiple double door entrances, blah blah blah. Shows up. What the fuck? Here we go. Sorry, wrong one. The show hours are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Saturday. Also, we have a night con that starts at 7 p.m. and ends at 12 a.m. Sunday hours. What the fuck? That should be a period there. Even I know that. 12 a.m. Sunday hours are 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So at least it's not that bad of a breakdown. But yeah, it doesn't say anything on like what the night, because I scrolled through this like three times.
Well, Nightcon sounds like it's just, it's a con at night. I mean, it's just for people that want to go after a regular con.
Yeah, but
hours. Oh, wait, maybe I missed this part. Vendor mixer on Saturday night. Oh, that doesn't make sense, because that wouldn't be the same thing.
But here'd be the problem, Corey, is normally in the room where you have all the vending tables, whenever the dealer's room's closed at, say, 6 p.m., everyone will kind of pack up some things. They'll put a tarp over their table, and then they lock the door so no one can steal anything from the tables that no longer have people behind them. So then if they have a night con, does that mean that someone has to be at the table to guard it? Are they just going to be tons of tables, these tarps over, and people can try to steal from it? There's some weird things going on with that.
Or is there, like he said, like a rave or concert or something going on that's not in that part?
Kind of like Gym Con does.
I guess. Like, that's the confusion I'm at. I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? So I'm going to see if Richard can have that guy call me so I can ask him. Or maybe Richard knows. I don't know.
Yeah, Richard or Annie might know.
Yeah, whenever he's done...
Annie doesn't know either.
Whenever he's done taking care of Tony or whatever that meant.
Tony took care of me. I took care of Tony too. Poof! But I mean, I don't mind doing that nighttime stuff, but it's like for us, me, Annie, and Danielle. So those are the... Annie's another vendor. Danielle's helping us. She's going to be...
Annie's okay.
Annie, are you okay?
Shut up! Okay. All right. Like, we're leaving at... Like, I'm waking up at 3 o'clock, and I'm driving from 3:30 until I get there.
That's
set
cool.
Up.
So anyway, was there anything else we needed to announce? Because we've got 9 minutes left, and I'm done talking about your con experience.
It hasn't even happened yet!
Exactly.
Fuck you! I hate you so much.
Keeping it relevant.
Well, we just funded on Kickstarter, you know, so thank you for everyone who helped out with that.
We set a goal for 1,500 and we smashed the shit out of that by like
five times
seven times, like if you did $1,000. Like we did $7,500 of a $1,500 goal.
We did five times what we were trying to get.
That's freaking great.
That five times means half out.
So I was so pissed when it was like $7 off. Because I was on my phone like, I'll throw another $7 in, and it wouldn't let me do it. Because I already subbed for the 100, and it wouldn't let me edit it. I'm like, this is some bullshit right here. You got it, didn't you?
What?
The $7 to kick it up to $7,000?
No. Oh. I did the one to kick it up to
$1,500.
Oh. The 5,000 one. Yeah. The 5,500.
I was trying
to... Because I really wanted to see what was next on your thing. And you're like, I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing, but I've got some ideas. I'm like, show me.
Show me.
Yeah, now we have we're getting a Anthos World Book done, which is going to be really cool because we'll be able to actually have all new races illustrated and added to the book. So you have your core rule book races, but now we can actually have the, like, maybe the Minotaur, the Sirens, like them illustrated in their own
separate
book.
I'm looking forward to the illustrated Sirens.
Me too.
So is this it's all still going to be digital, right? No physical stuff yet?
Correct, okay. Yeah.
Now, is any of our character stuff going to be canonical in the expanded core rulebook?
Talking about the Anthos book?
Yeah, like the Hydra and Dragonbird Sanctuary.
Well, I would like to. I would like to talk to you guys about it because I think that we can definitely tie some of that in, and we could definitely have some of that in there.
And then I'm always happy to have world building and flavor stuff.
Yeah, I think we could have a day where we could sit here and talk about like bounce ideas off back and forth and stuff. Because funny enough, that's how Corey started on these streams that we do on Twitch and stuff. Was he didn't even initially join as part of the group. He joined as just someone that hang out with just me. And we talked about other worlds constantly.
Because I hadn't heard of you in, like, you know, we hadn't touched base in ages, and we've always been friend editions. So it's like, I wonder how Vincent's game's going. And then we did the first live stream I'd been on, where we spent an hour just looking at your old art concept, and you asking me, like, ideas and, like, lore on it.
Yeah, literally, Corey's first stream with Vindicated was me and him sitting right there going, I think it was like 2 hours. And it was just 2 hours looking at different other worlds' art and then commenting on it.
Yeah, like, coming up with, like, different, like ideas, and I think we even built like a solar guard or something like that.
That was a second. We did two streams. The first one was kind of talking about each individual art piece.
Yes.
And then the second one was more about like different concepts.
Yeah, and designs stuff. And concepts and stuff. Because I was showing you some of the classes, like concept classes I built, like the Runes Guard ones.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
When's Cuphead thing again? Is that September?
September. End of September was our third annual Cuphead Gauntlet Challenge. where we try to make our way through Cuphead.
Oh, fuck me.
Since Cuphead's coming to Netflix, I think that'd be fun for us to find time to all get together and watch it through our Discord.
You know, it would be cool too if we did a fighting tournament, but an extended fighting tournament where we did a series of like, let's say, 5 different fighting games, and it's a bracket for each of those. So it's like we do Mortal Kombat, Tekken, Smash. What's the one that you like, the Fist of Fury or whatever it is?
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage.
Well, that one's not insane. That's co-op and it's a side scroller.
Okay. Never mind then. Guacamelee and like, you know, just random fighting games, like mm-hmm. 3 or 4 of them, and we do brackets on each one, and then there's like the ultimate victor, and then there's victors for like the smaller victories.
Okay.
Just for like people that like fighting games, you have a fighting game extravaganza essentially.
Oh, Dan goes, awesome, I get to torch you all with Cuphead Mania. Oh my god. That first one was...
We also let's
place a bet right here and right now. Do you think that we'll finish Cuphead...
No.
Before... You guys don't think we'd ever finish Cuphead?
No, we will, it won't be in the next 3 years.
Do you think we'll finish Cuphead before Cuphead 2 comes out?
No.
There's a Cuphead 2?
No, not if we do it once every year, no.
No, we're doing it twice every year.
It's still a biannual. No, I don't think so.
We're on world 2 out of 3.
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, that's like
in a game that's a Souls-like. So yeah, no, yeah. It's not going to be anytime soon.
I'd say before the end of next year. Yes.
Like it's one where you'd have to live stream it constantly to get the mechanics down to actually beat the game. It's like you can't just jump into other worlds and fight Sans. I mean, or Undertale and fight Sans. It's not going
to
happen.
I was about to say Sans is in other worlds. Holy shit!
He could be.
He's right there, actually.
The Bone Zone.
I still think one of my favorite jokes I ever sent to you was the Cone Zone. Just a place where you can buy cones. The Cone Zone. I didn't say it was a joke. Huh?
The Calzone Zone.
Oh, that's something I haven't had in a long time. So we went to a new place today.
PDQs. Let's talk about that some. Yeah. We're not sponsored by you guys, but if you want to sponsor us, we can kick hugs and whatever the chicken and biscuit thing had. Yeah, we can have a PDQ sponsorship.
They do sell chicken.
PDQ, like the name, bothers me just a small bit.
Why?
Because I was a theater geek, and there's a certain one called like a PDQ Bach, which is pretty damn quick Bach.
The fuck?
That's
huh?
a Bach.
Yeah.
Like the artist, like the music, the musician. Yeah, gotcha. It's PDQ Bach. So pretty damn quick Bach. And it's just like these really cool like skit, like Monty Python-esque skits.
So when you hear PDQ,
I'm thinking pretty damn quick.
Yeah, you're not thinking like chicken.
So it's a weird like blending of two genres, which I mean, I know that's what they're going for anyway, because PDQ is pretty damn quick. They're doing people do quality.
People dedicated to quality pretty damn quickly.
So PDQ is pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be one of our new hubs that we go eat at.
That's the funny thing is we always pick a place that mainly does chicken. Because they did Golden Chick. No, they don't do diamond.
Well, that's because Vincent does chicken.
I know. There is a
none of that, but most places that you, like fast food type places you eat inside do chicken.
Yeah. But I mean, this place is only chicken. Like, they don't have burgers, they don't have steak.
Oh, I didn't actually notice.
Yeah, it's all chicken.
And salad.
And salads. Okay. And ice cream. Next time we go, I'll have to try the ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure the ice cream's good.
It looks like it.
I'm sure it is.
That's the one thing about Golden Chick is that the fucking ice cream machine is down.
Oh, that sucks. We haven't gotten to have that in years.
Yeah.
So Golden Chick's right across the street where we could walk to
At that
to
point,
it.
They just need to say, we don't have ice cream.
Yeah.
Stop asking. It's
what ice cream? We don't have it.
But they'd have this thing that with every meal purchase, you could have a free ice cream as long as you ate inside.
And
it was all soft serve.
And
so
see,
good.
If I was that Golden Chick, I would partner with the Publix behind us. Just give them a coupon to go get ice cream. Like, cross-promotion it.
Publix don't do that shit. It's probably a fucking Golden Chick. By the way, the only reason I go to Golden Chick is to get the corn nuggets.
Well, that's
some
great.
Pretty good corn nuggets.
Thank you.
I go for the bomb ass rolls.
Ooh, that's two. Something that Vincent doesn't eat, so
you
Abby gets two of, and I'm
you
jealous.
You haven't lived.
Their yeast rolls are like, yeah, they're bae.
That just reminds me of a place back home that had catfish. That was really good. Any of y'all have catfish? You've had to have had catfish.
I mean, everyone's been catfished at least once.
I've had Golden Chick's catfish.
I
the
just...
only other time that I've had catfish was we were fishing when I was like maybe 9 years old, and we caught a bunch of catfish. And we were pretty much just letting them all go. But I was like, well, what's the point of fishing if we're not going to eat one?
Abigail.
My parents were like, are you sure?
They already knew you were making a mistake. That you weren't prepared for
sure,
mistake.
Abigine?
None of us.
All right,
like,
so do we need to wrap it up?
No, fucking just let her finish.
My mom couldn't bring herself to kill it. And my dad struggled really, really hard, but he did manage to do it.
I mean, all you gotta do is just dump it out of the bucket onto the ground and wait 5 minutes. I mean, it's not like you're having...
No, we got it all the way into the house, and it still was just like...
Flopping?
Yeah. Even after we cut the head off, the body still moved, and my mom screamed and ran out of the room. She was like, I cannot deal with this.
That's hilarious.
We cooked the fish...
And it was
still
just flopping like.
it was just one fish. It wasn't even that big, so we all had a piece like that big, and we all just kind of ate it in silence, like feeling super weird.
It's like when you nat 20 your death saving roll in real life, and it's just like still twitching on the plate.
So here's a question: did you guys take all the bones out the first time, or
yeah,
we took
the bones.
See,
okay.
I don't
did
like
taste
catfish.
Good?
What, the bones? No.
No, the catfish.
Ask the question.
I guess it was pretty good, but we didn't feel very nice eating it.
I bet not after that.
I've seen that. I wonder
like,
fucking
like,
why.
Like you're just sitting here like cutting it with the knife, and you're just imagining it just flopping in like sepia tones.
Why?
You're just like,
why? Yeah,
we were like, let's never do this again.
Let's never do this again.
It's like I remember how you struggled to survive, and we just cut your head off, and you're still going.
Reminds me of an incident we had in Otherworlds earlier today.
Oh yeah.
But before we get to that real quick, I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I'm pretty sure I heard that it's a natural reaction the body of the fish to
it
do
is.
That.
It is. We did Google it later, and yeah. That's all it was.
So had you guys have known that, it still would have been freaky, but not as freaky.
That's
freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of like everyone thinks crabs scream the first time they cook them.
Yeah, it's not actually, it's just...
The gas is escaping.
Yeah,
but it does sound like they're screaming in pain as they boil.
Which is... Horrifying if that's what you think.
Yeah.
I killed a fucking what's it?
Is that ember boar? Is what it's called?
Because it was gonna try to kill us.
Well, it was just walking, minding its own business, and Dante decides to put it to sleep
with my newfound powers.
Yeah, his newfound magical abilities. And then Kyo walks over against their wishes and just chops its head off with a sword.
Yeah. Listen, I have to say this every fucking week. Every time we play Otherworlds and I say, that's a bad idea, or let me kill him, everyone's like, no, it's a good idea, no, you shouldn't kill him. Every fucking time I have been right to do it.
Yes.
And I rub it in y'all's face.
Yes, you're a chaotic good character.
I am, but fuck y'all, because you're like, no. I say that to Rachel, too. So, fuck you, Rachel. I know she's not watching.
Although, I do like the new levels, and I like the...
Don't believe in yourself.
Huh?
Believe in me. Believe in the Kamina who believes in you.
The Kamina?
Say Rem, I'll try.
No, right, I'll try.
The fuck?
Just, Zach, just believe in the yourself that believes in you.
I don't believe in myself. Have you seen the women I talk to?
No.
You see that monster? Holy shit.
They probably all think you're gay.
Abby!
Carrying around a pride cup.
This is the first
like...
time I've actually took it outside.
Okay, but you also have, like, that otter sticker that has, like, a...
Otter sticker.
Like, no women hail
right
me, but you have all these flags just signifying that.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and then you've got the, then the T-Mobile does look like bait and tackle. I mean, it does kind of look like a whole absolute dick and balls kind of situation.
Huh.
And then you're sucking on a rainbow straw, so it just really doesn't help.
I noticed that Blackpink has a logo that looks very phallic.
Wait, wait. Who?
Blackpink,
which is a Korean
K-pop
group.
I gotta see this.
And because we got these face masks in it, it has this like phallic looking symbol on it. I'm like, what the heck?
Blackpink.
Seriously, if you're listening
it's
to us
group,
at home,
it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
check out Blackpink. I think it's their logo. I mean, it said Blackpink on it, so I don't know what the symbol's about. Because we had different masks with different symbols. But there's one of those symbols that I thought looked too phallic.
I don't.
It's just a droopy dong, and it's just like, man, K-pop's really, really getting up with the times, huh?
I don't really see it, it's just...
Well, dude, just...
Type in logo.
That's what I did.
Okay, type in the symbol.
Type in phallic symbol.
I'll try symbol first, and then if it doesn't pop, I'll do phallic symbol.
He doesn't know how to spell phallic.
Do phallic, and then everyone's like, oh my gosh, check this out.
He's going to do a phallic with an F.
Is it that one?
No.
No, not this part one.
Hmm. Maybe it's brand new because we just got it in the store.
Yeah, because I'm not.
I don't know why this face mask has it. Try to tap in phallic.
Do you know how to spell phallic?
Or what about new?
New symbol, maybe. New symbol.
Just do phallic, dude. Just
this one.
No,
that's the same one. That
yeah,
you
that's
showed.
The only thing that's coming up.
Type in phallic. I'm telling you.
F U.
No.
Yes, folic. You got it.
F-A-F-L-A.
No, it's P-H.
Fuck!
P-H-A-L-L-I-C.
L-L-I-C.
There you go, champ. Spelling. It's hard.
No.
That's the symbol. Let's go ahead and joke it
up. I love that it's just literally just a drawn dick. Google's like, well, I guess. All right.
Okay, how about this? Abby, do you have your phone? I'll look on your phone while you guys discuss a new topic.
It's kind of like if you try to Google stuff that's vaguely sexual and how hard Google tries not to image search it. Yeah.
Google, to me, is just an autocorrect feature. Because for me, I can't spell worth a shit. And I'll type a bunch of stuff into Google, and half the time it'll go like, what the fuck is this?
Oh yeah, I was going to show you that artist. Oh man, I had my internet open that whole time we were out of the house.
Oh, your fucking internet bill's going through the roof now.
Well, hopefully since it wasn't actually open, it won't do anything.
Oh, because it charges you guys by use or something?
Yeah. You're on Tinger Mint.
Ting?
How do you like it?
I like it. Last month, I don't know what happened, what I did, but my bill was only $7 and something cents.
Damn.
That's insane. But
it's not usually that high.
Well, you're normally connected to Wi-Fi, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
And how many times do you phone calls? That you aren't inside. Like
she has talked to her family though.
It does blow my mind. Like you're the situation, like paying for internet like that, just because it's like I'm so used to unlimited and just how.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I use about 40 gigabytes a month.
Ooh, that's
on the low
end.
Check.
That's
well.
I'm gonna check.
Well, you probably wouldn't save that much then, but
I would probably spend more.
The thing is though, Corey, is you can actually set it up to where you can hard cap it, where you can't go past the limit, or you can set it to where they send you text updates and say, hey, this is what you're at. Use 25 gigabytes, use 30, use 35, whatever. For me, I use I think around 25 to 30, and I basically end up spending around like 35 a month.
Oh my god.
What?
Wow.
You looked up your data yourself?
Yeah, from June 20th to July 18th. Anyone want to guess how many gigs I've used?
Yes.
I said guess, you fucking idiot.
That's what I'm saying.
From what, for, is it a week time?
It's a month.
A month?
So June 20th
in a month,
to July
I'm
going to
say you used 750.
No, what? That's way too high.
Well,
it is
you're always on your phone.
What about for this most recent month?
That's what this is.
From July 1st to now?
Well, no. This is like an actual month.
A month. Okay.
This is June 20th to July 18th. Abby, what would you take a guess at?
60?
He said triple digits.
Yeah, it's triple digits.
Oh, triple digits?
Yes.
120?
Well, he said he uses like 50 a week. So...
No. I don't use 50 a week.
It was like 40 a month or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. So from the beginning of June to now?
No, mine was June
20th. Oh, yeah, I said I used 25 a month, but what I meant was
June
20th
to now.
Yes.
I'm going to guess 157.
139.
And I'm not...
And it goes TikTok, Reddit, Sling, Facebook.
And I'm not too far behind you. From June 1st to June 30th, I used 57, and from July 1st to now, I've used 31.
See, mine's an actual month, essentially, and I've used almost 100 gigs. Holy shit.
Yeah,
sure I have my data capped at 2 gigs.
Yeah, that's what mine used to
me
be.
Me and Zach just use insane amount of social media.
But, yeah.
Like, I watch like, YouTube podcasts and stuff with my Wi-Fi off, because I've got unlimited data,
yeah.
So I might as well pay.
And that's something, too, is, like, there's a lot of podcasts that I listen to that are both on Google Play, but are also on YouTube. And sometimes the YouTube don't have the I have the opportunity to not get the ads, and it's just like I don't want to listen to their fucking ads. News and years, NordVPN, I don't give a fuck.
But what if they sponsored us? Then you would.
Exactly.
You'd have to.
As long as they give me free shit, I don't give a fuck.
Well, they wouldn't give you free shit. It's a VPN, dude.
They give us a free VPN.
It's a service, not free shit. You're not
it's
getting
still
like
free
a hat.
Shit. If they give me a hat, I'll wear it all the time. Because how often do you see me not with a hat? Oh, that would be funny. You go to fucking hit me, and I go, I lean into it.
Oh, oh yeah, the uppercut slap. That would hurt, dude.
Mike Tyson, your ass. I'm Tina Turner.
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. What the fuck are you doing? Who was the midget that
Burn?
No. Oh, he was the black actor.
The black midget?
Yes. Gary Coleman?
I don't know.
Ah, fucking hell.
That sounds right.
I mean, it does, right?
I'm pretty sure he was really short. Or are you talking about the one that did, like, all those movie parodies and stuff?
No, Gary Coleman. Gary Coleman
the guy that was on Drake and Josh.
Yes. Not the show he's well known for, but close enough.
Isn't he dead?
Yes, 2010. Child star.
I have a friend who was convinced when I was, like, 15 years old that Jackie Chan was dead. And I'm like, he's not dead.
He's not.
I mean, technically.
Different Strokes.
No.
No, that was the show.
Is that how he died?
Oh, no. Okay. I was about to say the no, same thing. He died from different strokes.
Jackie Chan is old. Did you know he owns his own race team?
Did you know he broke his neck?
Recently?
No, like, I mean, that's why people think he died, is he, like, broke his neck at least twice.
That wouldn't surprise me. He does his own stunts.
He's broken pretty much every bone you can possibly break in his body.
Him and Evil Knievel have something in common, then, besides not being dead.
Evil Knievel's definitely dead, dude.
He is, yeah. The only difference
is he died, like, a really long time ago.
His son did stunts for the longest time, too.
Yeah, but his son's not who we're talking about.
I know, dickhead. He had his own TV show, though.
Who, Evel Knievel or his son?
His son! Evidently, they had a really strained relationship.
I couldn't imagine why. I mean, I'm pretty sure stunt driving isn't exactly a great, like, household environment. Like, father, could you please pay attention to me? Not now, damn it, I'm jumping the Grand Canyon!
As he goes to jump, he just starts getting phone calls, like, it's blowing up his phone. He's like, he's like trying to mute, and he's like, and he's just,
da, 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 where's my father?
He'd be right in front of you, son.
All
right,
let's do a little whose line is it anyways. Worst job, worst time to get a phone call.
Oh.
Mother's funeral.
Like, what kind of phone call?
Oh, that's a good question, actually, yeah.
Like you gotta pose it like that, like the graduation, like, Dad, I'm walking down the aisle to graduate or get married.
Well, your mom's dead, so there's your answer.
You get it, you see a text message from a family member that says, this is important, and then you see that they're calling you.
Pretty much any time, depending on the family member, pretty much any time I'm doing anything where I don't want to be inconvenienced by them.
Ooh, during sex.
Nah.
We're gonna answer the phone. Hey, what's up? No, I'm not busy.
No, dude, you put it on speaker.
Oh, Aunt Mary's dead, huh? Oh, that one was for her, yeah. Oh, that sucks.
See, me and you have completely different mentalities.
No shit.
I play the chaotic neutral life. Put it on speaker and just be like there.
Put it on her back.
Yeah.
Abby's like, what the fuck?
just keep.
Remember, your fiance that you're marrying in 2 months proposed this question. Remember that.
Just keep it down. I'm an athlete. My breath will be fine.
Oh my god.
I guess I'm going to be putting that big fat E sticker on the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we're supposed to?
No, rip that sticker, bro.
Yeah, that fucking sticker went out the door the first 5 minutes.
That sticker was never an option.
Oh, you know what the worst place to have a quality control sticker is? Underpants.
Wait, hold on. E for explicit or E for everyone?
Everyone.
Explicit.
Because I meant explicit. It's weird, though, because on podcasts, it would be E for explicit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then again, I mean...
Well, on video games, though, you're thinking E for
video
everyone.
Games and movies,
No, you say E, everyone's thinking E for everyone. Dude.
Yeah.
No one's thinking E for explicit.
Because I'm thinking E or G.
Well, I said I'd have to stick that E sticker onto this podcast for explicit.
You know the worst place to get, like, quality control stickers are? It really is your underwear.
Why?
This happened to me. I got a new pair of underwear. Nice and new. Put them right on. Didn't wash them, didn't do nothing.
Okay.
Day starts going by. I feel like something's like grabbing at them. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's probably just the STDs.
This was before I dated anyone. So randomly I would have to like stretch out like, hi, how's it going? Need to make a withdrawal. End of the day, I'm like, what the fuck? So I pull down my underwear and I don't see anything, but I feel it. So I had to maneuver myself in the mirror to see. And there was a quality control and said inspected by number 21. I was like, you motherfucker. I feel like you've been pulling my junk all day.
That wasn't...
No one, just me? Wow, holy fuck.
That's a really engaging story.
It won't be told on comedy.
No, right? I can't imagine why.
So on average, per month, I use about 135 megabytes of data.
Outside wow. of your... Oh.
That's like most PlayStation games.
Now, think about this, though. How often does Abby go outside other than work in here?
I don't know. I literally could not tell you that.
I can, hardly ever. Am I right?
Because
90% of the time you're somewhere, you're connected to Wi-Fi.
I mean, to be fair, I go out pretty often. It's just that...
Yeah, you just make it sound like she doesn't go outside, dude.
If I go out, I'm probably with someone, and I'm paying attention to them.
Yeah, she doesn't stay on her phone when she's with people.
Yeah.
What are you talking smack?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure I knew where the conversation
absolutely.
Was.
I'm actually surprised Tinder isn't higher on your data usage.
I've gotten so tired of Tinder, I'm about to delete it.
Well, that's good. Go ahead.
Yeah, you should.
I said I'm about to.
The first step to breaking addiction is doing it in front of
people.
No,
if I want to break an addiction, I gotta delete Reddit.
Are you really on Reddit that much?
You don't want to know that answer.
Yes.
Because it's not what you think it's for.
He's looking at Scottish
Legos.
People. Scottish people Twitter and today are fucked up.
He follows the Lego porn subreddit.
Dude, the people on Lego on the Lego subreddit are crazy. Like some of their homemade builds.
That's the one that's they're crazy on.
Yeah, dude, no, you don't understand.
But
man.
That's
the
not
Legos?
Normal to me. Everything else normal.
Oh,
normal,
oh
normal.
You mean like their unsafe like building addiction, basically.
Bro, you just don't understand the Legos, man.
No, like fucking I look at their shit and I'm like, wow, that's impressive. I can never do that. That's why I stick to the instructions.
And they're like, it took me 4 months of intense building, like 40-hour days.
And I look at them like, wow, you're a virgin. Wait, 40-hour days?
Looks like I belong.
That's excess. I don't know. Blends together when you're in the build, dude.
I did a couple. We've done a couple streams of Legos, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the go-to stream for when I had to go away.
Yeah, it's true. Because me and Danny did two different ones. We did a 67 Mustang, which I have.
And then we tried to do a puzzle that one time.
Because you were gone again, too, weren't you? We were at
yeah.
a convention.
Yeah, me and Zach were chilling trying to do a puzzle, and Zach was asking questions about my life, and I'm like, I'm not sure the statute of limitations are up on some of these
yeah,
stories.
I heard some of the stories. I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, I do have some pretty, like, I mean, look.
He really does.
As a being of chaos, I have random chaotic stories. I mean, it just comes with the territory.
I don't want to repeat any of them because, like, that you told outside.
I mean, I don't really care. It's not like they're particularly...
Don't?
No, I never cared. I was just
you, there was
funny.
Stuff he's like, yeah, you told me outside. I was like, yeah, I didn't want to say this one on stream. I was like, I can see fucking why.
Well, yeah, you won't go into too many details.
That's what I'm saying, asshole!
Like the time I almost got paid to commit arson.
Yeah, there was that one. It wasn't to my apartment, though, right?
No.
Okay, good.
It was to my friend's house.
Oh, yeah. Tom, right?
Huh?
You took care of Tom? Took care of Tom.
Oh, yeah. No, almost.
I took care of
Tom.
All he has left is
I mean,
legs.
I don't mind sharing the story because I don't mind sharing that story.
Fucking good one.
It's really...
God damn it. That's something, too. It's like, the whole session... There were moments where we were just started busting out laughing because there were so many good jokes.
Me and you were just ripping
oh,
pretty
fuck.
Hard.
Oh, fuck. The fucking dead dog.
And the high school...
Chair. So we have to put this in context though, for our listeners.
So if... go to Twitch. Go to... What's today's day? Fucking July 18th. Go to our Otherworld stream. We did two different campaigns. Beginning of the stream... Actually, I don't even think that part
no,
was
No, that wasn't.
Stream.
That was well before the
yeah.
stream.
At one point, we were talking about pets, and one of our friends, Eli, she mentioned something about getting a dog, or
well,
your
we were,
pet
we were
is like your dog.
We were talking about our pets that had died.
Yeah.
And then we were fighting on who gets the phoenix, because when they die, it becomes ash, and then it rebursts.
Yeah.
And Eli's like, just get a dog instead. Me and Zach have this identical thought of... I mean, then the dog would be ash.
Yeah.
It's like that would be a really shitty way to play fetch. Like, go get him! Psh! It's like, great, now I've got to go get the Roomba to play fetch again.
Yeah, fucking love Eli.
And then the high school chair one was that Corey hasn't realized that we've had this chair for like 2 months.
At least, yeah. Well,
it's the first time it's been out there, really. Or the first time I've seen it out there.
No, it's been out there the whole time.
No, because every time before he'd come in, I'd bring in chairs.
Oh, we already had
it
brought in.
Yeah, and it was either... No, it was on that side every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this time, Corey had to pick it up and bring it over here. And he's like, why does this look like a high school chair? Where'd you get this thing from?
And Vincent about, like, literally died.
He almost spit on me.
I took a big swig of my drink and it...
Right as I was coming in the door, and he's just trying not to spit.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
and Zach, I about choked, like, five times.
I think I found it so funny just because I was like empathetic and thinking about how confused you sounded and how confused you were, and just you not knowing any context or anything about it. It was just like I could just feel that energy coming from you, and it made me very
it was fucking hilarious.
Very happy.
Yeah, I love it too when we, because 90% of the time we do these streams and I sit across from Corey and he says something. I'm the only person that says it or hears it.
Well,
and
because,
I die.
Because sometimes it's like a joke where it's like it's borderline where I want Twitch
just
to
me
hear
to
it.
Hear.
So I'll fly it under the radar just low enough for Zach to hear it, and Zach will just be choking up because it's really funny for him to just die and you guys being like, what's going on?
Yeah, and I fucking hate you for it, but it's awesome too because I've gone back to some streams and I've seen it. I've seen when it happened, and I try to remember what it is. And I'm like,
like there was the one with the Yang, where I made the Yang joke, where you're like, you know, Kyo's arm tears off, and he throws them, like, and it's like still a better arm, still a better loss of an arm than Yang, and he's just like, he just died, like he's just inconsolably laughing.
Yeah, see, I do think though, for people watching or listening, it'd be nice if they heard what the joke was, because even like Zach goes back and can't even remember what it was.
I mean, and a few of them are great. Like there was one where we were talking, where Zach was doing like the pneumatic fist thing, and I sent him a text. I went, "Ladies love his pneumatic fist," because I was gonna make that joke on it on stream.
Ain't no fisting, bro.
See the top 10 reasons why ladies love him.
Yeah, no one loves Keo. Well, no one loves me, so they gotta love Keo. He's on the shirt.
He's on the case.
That would be an awesome like fucking little comic series. Keo on the case.
Yeah, how many times he dies?
I haven't died. I got down twice because of you.
I did nothing.
Sure.
Well, look, I laser blasted you once.
Yeah. You didn't do nothing, huh?
No. I mean, you didn't die.
Unlike my dog.
Well, I mean, you know, just suck him back.
Why? Wait a minute. Question. Why did you heal the phoenix? It's a phoenix. It will come back to life.
Not guaranteed.
Is it not?
You don't know how the cosmic phoenix operates in other worlds.
I figured it would be like a regular phoenix.
So did I, but I wasn't willing to take that gambit.
I was. We weren't getting paid any. Oh, we never got paid anyways.
Well, yeah, we did.
We got body parts.
We could loot the body.
I did. It didn't have money. Ask him.
You don't know that.
I did.
No, the guy who carried the money is the guy you evaporated in the next dimension.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, so we got rid of the credit card. So, look, on the bright downside, we lost 2,000 gil.
Each, by
upside,
the way.
Upside, got a bird.
Oh, great. You got a pet. She's got a pet. I don't have shit.
She got my pet snake named Transmission.
Now his name is Jackson.
Yeah.
I still hate you so much.
What, for naming a snake Transmission?
No, because I didn't get a goddamn bird.
You weren't about to get a phoenix.
The thing is that my fucking toucan thing, whatever it was called.
Your dragon bird, not
that
a
thing. It fucking got stomped to death.
Dude, just do what I did to get the snake. Just force him to create a pet store. Just say, I go to the pet store. He's the DM. He has to then make a pet store.
No, because he's not going to make it for me.
Then just kick a rabbit and capture it and be like, you're mine now.
I don't... Yeah, because that's like shitty Pokemon. I kick the dog. Ah, it's my dog
Yeah,
now.
Break two of its legs, make it not run so good, and then you have a pet. There you go.
Oh,
it loves
God.
You because it can't leave you.
And then I replace its legs, and I get a fucking robo dog. Robo dog. Can I have a robo dog?
Yeah, it's totally going to get melted.
Why?
Because
can't wait
I have
for Keo to get a pet.
And plasma beams.
Oh, fuck me.
And poor tracking.
I won't be able to have anything nice, just like in real life. I won't have anything nice because Corey wants to destroy
Look, your
me.
Alignment is chaotic good. Mine is chaotic neutral.
Who's the chaotic bad?
Borderline lawful evil. Who knows? Dante's kind of in the between somewhere.
He is. You're both.
It's really funny sometimes.
Oh my god.
Like, screw diplomacy, I want the phoenix, you're not eating him, start a fight.
Is that a little fucking little spider thing gonna come back by any chance?
No.
I miss him.
It's with the giant.
I don't know where the giant is!
The unfightable giant that's literally
No joke. I rolled on a table to see where the giant wandered to, because he teleported, wandering. And it's on a different world. I know exactly what world it's on. I know exactly where it's at, and it's still encounterable.
Fuck!
But there's 12 main worlds that it could be on.
You fucking...
I didn't do anything.
It was you and Rachel who said, throw your little spider thing on there. It would be fine. I don't have a reading anymore.
Well, how about because it's like, you know, it's a 70-story tall kaiju-ass looking motherfucker.
What's a kaiju?
And you're like, maybe we should stalk it and see what's going on. So we get in our birds, we start chasing it. It earthquakes the thing, kills Rachel's bird.
And mine!
Kills your bird. So you're like, let me throw my spider on.
No, y'all asked me to.
Yeah, because you still wanted to follow it. And it's like,
y'all did too!
It's obviously going faster than we can chase it, so we'll throw the spider, wait till it goes to sleep. How are we supposed to predict that it evaporates into the fucking ether?
I am going to kill you and Leaf's character now. Because my fucking spider is gone. My dragon bird, parrot bird,
just
whatever the fuck it is.
Just go to a pet store and buy yourself a pet.
I don't want a pet, though.
Then why are you complaining about not having one?
Because I want one. Cause
you
want
to receive it as a prize?
Kind of. Why did I get the spider thing?
Because it was part of your detective kit.
I think everyone got like a new weapon or item or like upgrade.
That's right, that's what it was.
And your upgrade went away very quickly.
Wrap it up then.
Yeah, this seems like a good time to wrap things up. So
at the end of a good rant.
So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You probably didn't. But if you did, go ahead and leave us a thumbs up and subscribe wherever you're following us and listen to us.
Just wait till I get the Phoenix name, and then you'll really hate me.
I hate you right now.
Onomana Phoenix.
Oh, actually, that's really good. I like that.
All right, on that note.
Yes, you can name it. You can name anything if you're brave enough.
Name him Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix.
What? You're going to have to draw a map for that one for me.
That's an album name.
All right, end this shit. I'm tired.
You're just going to name it Brick.
All right, Zach.
Yeah.
Say your little bye, and we'll go around the table. Say whatever your little...
Oh, make me go last.
You got 3 minutes. Just say something. Just say something.
Ladies first.
Go.
Ladies first.
Go.
Ladies
go.
First.
Go.
Abby.
Good night to everyone but Zach.
Okay, Corey.
Alright guys, so we're wrapping up, I guess, and this is goodbye. So this is Corey, aka Guy on the Left, signing off.
You prick. This is Zach, say goodbye. By the way, come see us at conventions. We're going to Savannah's MegaCon. We're also going to Athens Punk Flea Market. Go to our website, vindicated.com. You'll find the details there. Good night!
Ha, you said come.
Fuck you!
Have a good night, everyone, and stay awesome.
I hate
this is Vince.
So...
Have a good one.